Okay, so AI, right? Everyone's talking about it.
It's unavoidable these days.
But we're not talking about the robot overlords taking over the world today.
Not this time.
We're diving into a company using AI in a really interesting way, like for everyday stuff, stuff we all deal with.
This practical.
Our studios, their thing is human-sized AI. Ever feel like tech just doesn't get you?
Oh, absolutely. Like it's speaking a foreign language sometimes.
Totally. That's what our studios is trying to fix.
Oh, interesting. So how are they doing that?
Well, they're building these little AI assistants, sort of like apps, but AI powered.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What kind of assistance?
So think of it like this. They're called Assisted Research Generalized Helpers, by the way, ARC Studios for short, which I kind of love. But one of their first projects is an AI storytelling coach.
A storytelling coach. Who's that for?
Imagine like a grandparent who maybe isn't super techie, but wants to tell their grandkids amazing stories. This app would help them do that.
Ah, that makes sense. So it's not about replacing the human element, but enhancing it.
Exactly. And this gets to their whole philosophy. Do what I mean, is how they put it. They want to build AI that just gets what you want without needing tons of instructions.
That's the dream, right? The software just figures it out.
Right. And to make it even easier, everything's accessible through a web browser.
Oh, smart. The web app approach.
You know about that.
Well, it's really user-friendly. Works on your phone, your laptop, anywhere. No downloads, no fuss.
And because it's built on existing web tech, accessibility is already baked in,
Exactly. They're not adding it as an afterthought. It's fundamental to the design.
which is a big deal for them. They really emphasize making this work for everyone. But what really struck me looking at their website was their focus on user control.
In what way?
They say, and I quote, "We think nobody should have to learn to program to use our software.
Here, here.
We believe in building things so they just do what you mean. Isn't that what we all want?" Eh.
Absolutely. It addresses that fear some people have, like the AI is going to go rogue or something.
Totally. And they even talk about data privacy. "We think nobody should have to worry about privacy when using our software. We believe in building things so you control your data." Music to my ears.
It's refreshing, isn't it? In a
Yeah.
world where data is treated like currency, they're putting the user back in control. It's almost like they're changing how we even think about AI, you know?
Yeah, how so?
Well, if I consider this race to build like a super intelligence, some kind of thing that can do everything.
Right, like the golden ring of general AI, everyone's chasing it.
Exactly. But
Yeah.
our studios are saying, hold on, what if we focus on making people's lives better, like right now, one problem at a time?
So practical. Instead of waiting for that robot butler in the future.
Exactly. They're giving us tools to use today to be more creative, more efficient.
More empowered, even.
Yes. And they're addressing those concerns about control, safety, data privacy.
Which builds trust, right? Because AI still feels kind of like the Wild West to most people.
Oh, totally. And that's what I like about their storyteller app.
Yeah.
It's not trying to replace human storytellers.
Yeah, it's more like giving them superpowers.
Yes. Like a brainstorming buddy who can always come up with fresh ideas. Or
Oh.
if you're stuck, help you get unstuck.
Reminds me of this one time I was writing a short story and I had this really cool concept, but I couldn't figure out the plot structure to save my life.
Oh, no.
If I had had that storyteller app back then, game changer.
Totally. And because it's a web app, it can reach so many more people.
Right. Not everyone can afford fancy software or even knows how to use it.
But with our studios, all you need is an internet connection.
It's like they're democratizing AI, making it less scary, more inclusive.
Which is huge, especially as this technology gets more powerful.
Absolutely. So they're focused on human-sized AI, they're big on user control and privacy, and they want to build things that are accessible and user-friendly.
And that's what's refreshing, because the AI world often seems obsessed with pushing the limits of what's possible, even if it means a clunky user experience or ethical questions get ignored.
That's a great point. So what does all of this tell us about, the big picture of where AI is going? What can other developers learn from what ARC Studios is doing?
Well, I think the key takeaway is balance.
Balance.
Yeah, like finding that balance between ambition and practicality, between pushing the boundaries and also making sure it addresses people's needs, in the real world.
So it's not just about making the most advanced AI possible, it's about making AI that's actually useful to people in their everyday lives.
Exactly. And doing it in a way that's ethical, responsible, and, doesn't forget about human values.
Yeah.
It's not enough to build powerful tech. We have to think about how that tech gets used, how it impacts people, what kind of future we're building with it.
It's refreshing to see a company that's not just caught up in the hype, but actually thinking about those things.
Totally. It's like they're saying, look, AI is being built right now. The decisions we make today, that's what's going to shape how this stuff affects us all down the line.
Yeah, and I like that they're not shying away from the tough conversations, you know, about the potential downsides of AI.
It can be a little scary if you think about it too much.
Right, but they're addressing it head on, prioritizing ethical development. That sets a good example.
It's like they're saying, hey, we know AI can be a little freaky, but it can also be awesome if we do it right. Something like that.
Exactly. And honestly, I think a lot of people feel that way. We're all a bit wary of that whole move fast and break things mentality.
Especially with something this big,
yeah.
This powerful.
Yeah.
We don't want to end up with a future we didn't ask for.
Right. Which is why it's good to support companies like Arc Studios. They're thinking about these things, taking a more thoughtful, human-centered approach.
We can all try to support those companies more.
So as we wrap up, what's the one big takeaway you hope people will remember about Arc Studios, about their whole philosophy on AI?
I think it's that AI doesn't have to be this big, scary thing that's out of our control, you know? It can be a tool that makes our lives better, helps us be more creative.
If we design it that way from the start.
Exactly. And that's what Arc Studios is doing, building human-sized AI, one thoughtful app at a time.
I like that. Human-sized AI. I might steal that.
Go for it.
All right. So for anyone listening who wants to check out Arc Studios, they're looking for early testers for that Storyteller app. It's a chance to not just see their stuff in action, but also, you know, give feedback, help shape what it becomes.
And it's a cool app.
It is pretty cool. If you're interested, shoot them an email, storyteller@arcstudios.com. Easy enough. So there you have it, Arc Studios, a company proving that AI can be powerful and human-centered. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those questions, and keep those deep dives going.